Hello again, and welcome to online worship at Johnson Memorial United Methodist Church. I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm delighted that you have joined us again today. And I invite you now to put yourself in an attitude of prayer and worship and community as we gather together online to remember our faith, to be thankful to God, and to be shaped by the Spirit. Again, welcome.
An Old Testament reading for this morning from Psalms 119, verses 105 to 112. Your word is a lamp before my feet and a light for my journey. I have sworn, and I fully mean it, I will keep your righteous rules. I have been suffering so much, Lord. Make me live again according to your promise. Please, Lord, accept my spontaneous gift of praise. Teach me your rules. Though my life is constantly in danger, I won't forget your instruction. Though the wicked have set a trap for me, I won't stray from your precepts. Your laws are my possession forever, because they are my heart's joy. I have decided to keep your statutes forever, every last one. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. The scripture lesson for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. I will be reading from the Common English Bible. Just as the rain and the snow shall come down from the sky and don't return there without watering the earth, making it conceive and yield plants and providing seed to the sower and food to the eater, so is my word that comes from my mouth. It does not return to me empty. Instead, it does what I want and accomplishes what I intend. Yes, you will go out with celebration and you will be brought back in peace. Even the mountains and the hills will burst into song before you. All the trees of the field will clap their hands. In place of the thorn, the cypress will grow. In place of the nettle, the myrtle will grow. This will attest to the Lord's stature, an enduring reminder that won't be removed.
I got my message.
Welcome to our one-minute message. What's in the box? So what's in the box today?
A swim!
It's food outside. It's food for outside. You know what it is? It's grass seed. What do we do with the grass seed? That's exactly what we do. Here, can we throw some over here? Ready? Today we have grass seed. And we have grass seed because our lawn is mostly weeds. And so we killed all the weeds and now we just have a bunch of brown stuff. But we got grass seed and we put grass seed all around our house. And so we did that by taking the grass seed out and tossing it, called casting it out. And what that does then is that it spreads it all over. So the problem is that once we throw this grass seed out, we haven't had any rain this year. So none of our grass seed has actually grown, at least not where we want it. It has grown plenty in our flower beds. So we hear about a guy in the Bible who takes these seeds and he takes it and he just throws it out into the yard and then he doesn't do anything about it. And some of the grass seed, it grew. Kind of like the grass seed that's in our flower pots. That is called fertilizer. So we got this stuff with fertilizer because it helps the grass seed to grow. Because we want to take care of our grass. We want to take care of our lawn and we want it all to grow because we want it to be very pretty. It's not working. It's not working. You know why? Because we haven't had any rain. And so without the rain, we have no way of taking care of our grass. So we put this grass seed out and sometimes it doesn't grow because it needs to be taken care of. And in our scripture today, we hear about the sower who goes out and takes seeds and just throws it everywhere. And the grass, sometimes it grows and sometimes it grows fast and it doesn't do very well. And sometimes it grows where it shouldn't, like in our flower pots. And then people pull it up and throw it away. And that's what we're doing with the stuff that's in our flower bed. And now we're planting the grass. And we're planting the grass and we take care of it. even though it goes everywhere. Because the thing is just like that we need in our life, we need to take care of our scripture or ourselves spiritually. We need to learn about God, and we need to make sure that we aren't just dry on dry ground where it doesn't get any soil and that we can't grow. So we need to not be like the grass seed that we planted, but we need to make sure we surround ourselves with caring and with fertilizer, just like the fertilizer that's in this. We need to read our Bible, and we need to make sure that we are around people who feed into us so that we can feed into others. So we want you to be grass seed that grows too. So check your soil and make sure that you are doing everything you can.
Prepare to go to God in prayer today. I remind you again about the prayer list in our virtual bulletin and our willingness to pray for you and your concerns if you will send them to the church office. Let us be now in an attitude of prayer. Loving God, thank you for this day and for all the days that you give to us. Thank you for our place in your community of faith, for our family, for our friends, for the life that we share, for all the blessings that we receive every day. We come to you with gladness for the celebrations in our lives and our hearts. We come to you also with our concerns. We pray again today, God, for our country, for how many are sick and how many are dying, not only in our country, but in the whole world. We pray for those who mourn, that they may be comforted, and for those who are sick, that they may feel your healing presence. God, we pray for those who are working to keep others safe. We pray for healthcare workers and first responders. We pray for caregivers at home, for those family members who are struggling to take care of children and take care of jobs and take care of sick family members. All those concerns, we bring them to you. We come to you with concerns again for justice and for peace and for a community. We ask you, God, to bless us today and always, that we might be a blessing to you and to others, that we might serve you and this world in ways that make for goodness and peace and community. We come to you thanking you again for all your gifts, especially Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. Today I'm reading the New Testament lesson to you from the Common English Bible, Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 9 and 18 to 23. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word. But the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and another 30. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Do you hear what I hear? It's a song that we sing often in the Christmas season, but it's also a song that raises an important question and a reminder that is the focus of the scripture for today. People really do hear things in a different way. And we all know that this happens. In holy worship, one of the things that I try to remember is that always that the sermon and the worship experience is this divine and holy conversation between the speakers, whether by word or by song, the hearers, and the word that is expressed, again, sometimes sung, sometimes spoken. All those things come together, and we hear things partly through the lens of our own personal experience, the circumstances we find ourselves in, things that we believe that we know or have learned in the past, and sometimes things that we're not even aware of that simply affect our perceptions of things. And so Jesus understands all of that. And so he's speaking today to a crowd of people. He's been, again, in some conflict with some of the religious authorities. He's been preaching and teaching. And he speaks to his followers, to those who gather around him, in a parable. This is a story that points to truth in a powerful way. We know that both songs and stories are things that people remember in ways sometimes that they might not remember straight, dry facts. For example, not just the Christmas songs, but other songs are ways that we help to teach our faith. And they're also ways that we use even in school to teach children things like the ABCs, because people remember those. My son used to be able to sing the names of all the presidents of the United States because his preschool taught him that. I found that to be really funny because I had been a history major in college and wasn't entirely sure I could name every president in order, but when he was 5, he could sing them all in order. Songs help us remember, and so do stories. And Jesus often used stories, and partly it was to help people remember and to focus on that. Partly it was so that people who were primed and ready to hear his word would gain knowledge and wisdom from it, while those who opposed him would not be in a position where they could condemn or criticize in quite the same way as they might have if he used a different format. Bible scholars say both those things are probably happening. But also part of what's happening is Jesus is looking at the people around him, and he's focusing on something that they will be able to relate to. In that time and place, a lot of people were around farming all the time. And so they understood how normally that happened. But the story Jesus tells is about a farmer who goes and sows seed, but he sows it indiscriminately. He doesn't just take a prepared patch of ground and put the seed there. He sows it in all kinds of places. And so that's the beginning of the parable. Some of the seed is sown on rocky soil. Some of the seed is sown in places where there are weeds. Some is sown in a place where there's a little bit of soil, but not enough to nurture. And then some is sown in a place that it's really going to be able to grow. And so he tells that story, and the people in the crowd, I imagine them looking at each other and thinking maybe, well, why didn't the farmer just sow it in the one place where it would easily be able to grow? Or, well, why was there so many different kinds of soil? All those questions. Jesus' followers ask him about this parable after that. And in a part of the scripture that is skipped over in the lectionary reading, he refers back to a passage in Isaiah chapter 6, which is about the ways in which God's word goes out, and sometimes people listen and sometimes they don't. And he says that that's what's going on. And then at the end of the passage that we read today, he interprets the parable of the sower, or perhaps we'd better call it the parable of the different kinds of ground, and he tells them that this is what it's about. There is always going to be some people who will just reject what you hear, and they will reject it for whatever reasons, but they don't hear it at all. There are other people who come to some initial enthusiasm, but then again, something chokes that out in them. They just don't have a deep root. And so that would be sort of an emotional response, but it doesn't really change you except for the brief moment in which you had that emotional encounter. And then there are those who hear the word, and they begin to feel and to grow, but then stuff chokes it out. Life experiences, circumstances can be like weeds in the garden, and they come in and they take over, and so then whatever growth that was going to happen gets choked out. And finally, there are those who are prepared and who hear the word and respond to it in powerful and beautiful ways. For preachers, this is a parable partly about the fact that we do what we can, and we know that people will hear things in different ways, but it's also true for every single Christian. The most you can do, the best you can do, is to share the good news as you understand it, to worship and to be faithful and to be loving and to try to emulate Christ in all the ways that you can. Some people will be able to see that, receive that, and grow in that, and some others may not. But that, again, is just the way that life is. And we do those things and we grow in those things together. And if we continue to prepare the soil in our own lives, then the chances are much better that we will bear good fruit. How do we do that? Well, Scripture tells us over and over again. There are some spiritual disciplines that we should practice. We should pray. We should study God's word. We should practice compassion. We should share in worship. Whether it's online or in person, it continues to matter that we understand ourselves to be part of a community, to be part of something that is bigger than we are. And so we do those things. We also practice acts of mercy, things like tithing, things like helping the poor, things like caring for the sick. All those things that are really important are especially important right now. Again, our virus numbers in West Virginia have gone up recently. We have a lot more sick people than we did before. We also have people who are coming to the end right now, it looks like, of some additional financial support as they lost their jobs during this crisis. And already, food banks and food pantries are seeing a demand that they haven't seen for a while. And so, again, there are ways that we can help. There are ways that we can practice these loving things and model Christ's response to people. And as we do that, we might not change everybody. We might not by ourselves change the world. But God has promised to be with us, and God has promised to offer us strength. So again today, we are trying, we are loving, we are serving, we are doing what we can to be God's people in this time and place. Let's look to our own lives and make sure that we are healthy soil, places where the word can grow and prosper. And let us also do our very best to sow the seed everywhere we can. God will bless us, and we will be a blessing if we do those things. I trust that. I trust it for you and for me, and I pray for all of us daily. Amen. As God's forgiven and reconciled people, let's continue to offer ourselves and our gifts to God. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May God make his face to shine upon you and grant you peace. Amen.